ओम शांति। अव्यक्त मुरली 31 दिसंबर 2003। 17th पॉइंट, बाप दादा डजंट वांट कार्ड्स, ही वांट्स अ रिकॉर्ड। सो बाप दादा डजंट वांट कार्ड्स, ही वांट्स अ रिकॉर्ड। बाप दादा वांट्स द रिकॉर्ड दैट द रिकॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल द चिल्ड्रन दे शुड बी फ्री फ्रॉम ऑब्स्टेकल। नाउ व्हेन बाप दादा हियर्स ऑफ सम ऑब्स्टेकल्स, बाप दादा रिमेंबर्स एन अम्यूजिंग गेम। डू यू नो विच अम्यूजिंग गेम दैट इज? That is the game where old ones play with dolls. They are old, but they play with dolls. And so, that is an amusing game, is it not? So, the trivial things that you now hear about and see feels just like that. They are in their stage of retirement, but look at the things they do. Therefore, the father doesn't like that record. Instead of cards, give a record of being free from obstacles. All the trivial things should end. Learn how to make big things small and how to finish the small thing. Bap Dada wants to make the face of each of you children into a mirror in which Bap Dada's face is seen. Bap Dada should be visible in your mirror. So, give such a unique mirror to Bap Dada as a gift. In the world, there is no such mirror in which they can see God. So, give such a gift for a new year that you become a unique mirror. Whosoever sees you, whosoever hears anything from you, should only see and hear Bap Dada. They should hear Bap Dada's sound. Baba is telling here that he doesn't want cards. He wants record. This is a Murli of 31st December, New Year. That's why he is saying that he doesn't want cards. They might be probably giving him New Year cards. But he is saying he wants what? Record. Record of what? To be free of obstacles. And Bap Dada is tired of seeing your one game. Which game? You are old, but you are playing with dolls. Sometime back we discussed about 10 different types of games. What are they? Which children keep on playing and Baba doesn't like you to play those games. First game, doll game. The same which is described here. You keep on playing with dolls. You are in the stage of retirement, but you are playing with dolls. Vanprasthi, but you are playing with dolls. So this play, Baba doesn't want. Baba says you are doing amusing game, but Baba doesn't want you to see playing such games. So first, stop these games. What are those childhood games? No, not that. In here only, doll games. What are the doll games? Mood off, upset, getting upset, to sulk, to complain. You can come on this side. Yeah. What are the other doll games? You are matured person, but you are playing doll games. What are they? Complaining, always whining, always unhappy in between. These are all doll games. You have reached the stage of maturity, but you are still playing those games. Fighting with each other. Sometimes. Sometimes, yeah, to keep on saying sometimes. That is also a game. I will try, sometimes. Baba doesn't like such words. Baba likes the word always and double. He doesn't like single word. He likes double. He doesn't like sometimes, he likes always. You can make a list of the words Baba likes and Baba doesn't like. Baba doesn't like to walk, even to jump. He now wants you to fly. So these are some of the words Baba like and Baba doesn't like. So what are other doll games? Just look at the children, what they do, what they play. Yeah? Yeah. Excuses. If you ask a child why you didn't do this, he will have lot of excuses, very good excuses he will give you. So, even this play of excuses. Then, what are the other doll games? Crying. If you don't get the things you want, you start crying. People are still doing that. Baba is talking this in spiritual context, that you are adult, you are grown up, you are in the stage of retirement, still you are playing those doll games. And if you don't get your favorite doll, you cry. you want. You insist on that. This insistence, that is also a doll game. So first is doll game. Second is clay game. What is clay? Mitti. You still play with this body. You still feel that the pleasures of this body are giving you that supernatural happiness. This body has never given you any happiness. The pleasures of the body, the immoral pleasures of this body, the sensual pleasures of this body. How can they ever give you the experience of the super sensuousness? Here, the praise of gopis and gopikas is of the supernatural, super sensuous bliss, atindriya sukh, and you are still playing with that body, still getting attracted to some other body. Is not that the playing with clay? So that is the second play. Third play, tug of war. Baba doesn't like, in this Sunday's Murli, Baba has said, you burn all the efforts. You burn mehnat. You are getting the fruit of devotion here. So everything should become natural. Why are you still making efforts? Baba doesn't like his children to make efforts. So burn this efforts. Burn this battling, this conflict, this fighting with Maya. How long? Get engrossed in love. Get absorbed in love. Get merged in his love. So that you don't have to make any efforts. A soul who is lost in the love of God, automatically everything happens. You don't have to do anything. The moment that you feel that you have still struggling with Maya, it means that you are not as much lost in his love. The worldly pleasures and the worldly allurements are still attracting you. So, this tug of war you should stop. Third game. Fourth game, wrestling. Fifth game, boxing. How long you will keep on boxing with Maya? This boxing with Maya or this wrestling with Maya? You are already Master Almighty Authority. You are already a victorious soul. Baba has declared that to start with. Even before you go to anything, to any of these worldly things. You are already a victorious soul. So for you, there is no need to continue struggling, fighting, conflicting with Maya. You are already a victorious jewel. So, these games. Then, what are the other games? Hide and seek. Baba is searching you, but you are hiding somewhere. He wants you to come in front, but probably out of guilt or shame. Probably out of those unworthy deeds, you want to hide yourself. And still Baba is there to search you, to find you out. Why this hide and seek game? Or, you can take this in another way also. As regards Maya, no matter how much you hide yourself, but Maya searches you out. No matter how much purusharth you want to do, efforts you want to do, but Maya comes there with hidden step, with those silent steps, unawares, and catches hold of you, and you are gone. So this is also one game, hide and seek. Next game is snake and ladder. Slightly we make progress and we become proud, I have done this. Slightly we get little experience of Baba's love, company or help. We start narrating, we start bragging of that. And that ego, that pride makes you forget that you are just an instrument. And you are just at 98. You go to 99 and then you are back to square one. Little pride, little ego brings you down. This ego is indicative of this snake and ladder game. Where this ego comes, we do some service, we get little success, and we are proud. Pride hath a fall, that goes the saying in English. Pride in whatever form it comes, it will fall down one day. It has to fall down one day. Because it is not swaman, it is not self-respect. Self-respect comes under divine category, while pride comes under the category of vices. So all the vices for that matter, all pride. Somebody does good churning, he is proud. You come down suddenly. Somebody gives good speeches, he comes down. Somebody narrates smoothly, quite well, that sister or brother. The moment this pride comes, you come down. You are in fact forgetting that who is moving you? It's his power that's moving us. The moment that power is taken out, we will fall down, tumbling down. So, snake and ladder, stop this game. Next game? No, that is a different, that's a story. I want games. Somersault, yeah. Baba talks of somersault, bajoli. One bajoli, one somersault is throughout of the cycle. But another somersault is of your efforts. Sometimes of your stage. Sometimes very good stage. Sometimes up and down, upside down. Absolutely reverse. Sometimes you are so good. It also happens that so long a person is in Madhuban, they have a very good stage. The moment they go out in the world, their stage goes down. There is also other way around also. Some people, the moment they come in Madhuban, their stage goes down. The moment they go in the world, their stage goes up. Even I have seen such people. Because they come here and they see negativity, and they feel, oh, these people are also doing like this, their stage comes down. And the moment they go in the world, they have a comfortable home and their office, and they are quite attuned to that atmosphere, and they feel their stage has gone up. Even this happens. But mostly, what happens is, people, when they come in Madhuban, their stage gradually ascends. And the moment they go in the world, the stage goes down. Here, when you are amidst this group of intense effort makers, you are good. You are doing good efforts. The moment you reach the railway station or airport, in your place, stage starts going down. Not to speak of your home, but just that railway station. Forget railway station. Even when you leave this Abu Road station, from there only the stage goes down. So long as you are in Shantivan, it's fine. You reach Abu Road, you sit in the train. The moment you board the train starts, and that negative vibration affects you. The old memories start coming back. So, even this happens. So, somersault. How to do that? This stage always remain on the higher side. It should never come down. If it is coming down on and off, we need to check, scrutinize, find what are the reasons. Is it some soul? Is it some atmosphere? Is it some circumstance? What is responsible for bringing my stage down? So, game of somersault. Other game? Cartoon. Okay. Other game? Musical chair. You have to be very much accurate in musical chair. You should be, you know, there is one English word, I like that word too much. It is known as situational awareness. You can write down this word, situational awareness. Wherever you are, you should be aware of that situation where you are. Right now you are in Madhuban, here also you should have that situational awareness. This will exalt, this will afflict your stage of the mind. I am in Madhuban. This one thought. I am surrounded by all the Madhuban Nivasis. I am surrounded by all the greatest souls of this world. I am in Madhuban. This land is the land of Karma Bhumi of Brahma. This land is the land of Tapasya. This situational awareness. Wherever you are, have that awareness. Yes, I am here now. Otherwise, people come to Madhuban, they don't come to Madhuban still. They are still in their homes, in their houses, in their places. Unless and until you bring this thought of situational awareness, I am in Madhuban. This will gradually make you more alert, more mindful, more awake. Otherwise, we remain in the state of unconsciousness most of the time. That state of, you know, delirium. Okay, when you are in Madhuban, when you are at your place, there also you should have that situational awareness. I am the exalted soul of this world. I am the great soul of this world. And right now, I am amidst these all vicious souls. But I have to purify them. My vibrations are going and reaching all of these souls. Or even you can practice, even there I am in Madhuban. Even there, while staying there, I am still in the divine presence of that land, that atmosphere of Madhuban. And that same atmosphere is now radiating from me to all the different souls who are there. So this is known as situational awareness. So practice situational awareness. Yeah, that's good. Wherever you feel good or wherever you have already found good. Yeah, that's a good thing. Okay, what are the games? Games. Football, of course. Baba has talked about football in so many Avyakta Murlis. Maya is, you are a goalkeeper. Okay? Maya is kicking the ball and she is very clever. She knows. That day Dr. Medha said a very good thing in her class on leapfrogging. A very important point. She said that Maya also has a role to play. Maya also has her part in this drama. She also has a part. Just as we are actors, she is also actor. She also has a very important part to play. If she is not there, what this game would be? Whole 5,000 years, only Satyug. Just imagine you go to see a movie and that movie, everything is going on well. Villain is not entering only. People will get bored. What is this movie? Such a movie can never become blockbuster. You should have variety. You should have tricks. You should have some deceptions. You should have lot of many things in that. Many spins and turns. You can't say, don't hit me like this. You know, sometimes the person who is kicking the ball, he makes you feel that he is kicking in this direction, but he kicks in another direction. You can't say that you have deceived me. No. You have to be as much clear to understand that. Otherwise, you can't say this. You can't say this. Why Maya came to me? I was doing so good pushat. My thoughts were so elevated. And suddenly, from where this old memory has come back? And while staying in Madhuban? You know, one brother had shared his experience with Suraj Bhaiji. While Baba was there, he was in Diamond Hall. Baba was narrating the Murli. And he felt that he should have that AK-47 gun and he is shooting everybody there. Such a thought he got whilst in that Baba's meeting. Now this person has come to meet Baba from some distant land. Once a year he comes and he is coming here, sitting with Baba. And he is getting this thought. For 4 days he heard all the classes. He did very good purushar so that his meeting with Baba becomes memorial. But during when Baba was there, he felt I should have a gun. And I am shooting everybody. This thought came to him. What sort of thought is this? Nobody unheard of, unthought of. But that came. Maya can attack you anywhere. Anywhere. Even whilst you are in front of the supreme authority. Because Maya is nothing but your old sanskars, your old weaknesses. They can come unawares. You have to remain prepared. You have to know them. You have to diagnose them. That is why this period of silence, solitude, this is for what? For self-churning, for self-reflection, to go within. So, this game of football. You should know each and every stratagem of Maya.
She is not so simple player. She has deceived many Maharathis.
Who are we?
So, Baba says, stop all these games. Now you are mature. Now you are ripe. You are seasoned player. You need not to go back to these small games, these trivial things, and ruin your present and future. Stay in that stage of unlimited maturity, unlimited stage of maturity, unlimited stage of retirement, and never resort to such place, because you are no more children, but you are adult. Om Shanti.